When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance.
Rumble or tango, mambo, calypso or strand, lights are turned down low, you go hand in hand. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill.
You are listening to the Boston Medium. Ryan Merle and I here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo-wee! Are we pumped for this holiday or what? Yes! It is Thanksgiving. It is the day of the giving, of giving thanks. And I will be on the radio tomorrow for 3 hours. Yeah, that's right. You have the Boston Medium, Mariah Merle and I here for 3 hours on Turkey Day. I did that purposely because I knew that all of you would be home and you'd be forced to listen to me and you'd have no other choice. So I hope you like my decision and knowing that I know you'll be listening to me because you're at home and yeah, and you'll find the time. Anyway. We got an awesome show. Guess who I have here with me?
Hello.
Oh, hello. And who are you?
Hi. What's up? I'm Willie. How's it
going? Yeah, Willie. Woo-wee. Willie. Oh my goodness. Like, you know.
Do I introduce myself? Like, how do we do this? Like,
let me tell you something. I don't even know.
Okay.
But guess what? That's what the Paranormal Playground House is all about. We don't know. We just go with the flow with spirit. We channel. We don't have a plan. We channel. Like
right?
Chanel number 5, okay? We channel.
Mambo. Watch your ass. acting skills. Acting skills. I caught myself.
Wow, I can't believe that just happened.
I did not swear.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
See, so I actually wrote a post and I said, joining us will be the comical Willie.
Aww.
And as you can see, he's full of comedy.
Well, you know, when you watch too much PBS growing up, it's going to happen.
I mean, exactly.
You know, you try to watch something normal, but you're like, nah, I can't. I can't do no such thing.
Who's that?
I don't know. You're standing guy who works too hard in a pizza joint somewhere. I don't know what to tell you. Turkey Day, right? Turkey for Turkey Day. What do you want? Yeah.
We need to be recording this.
I hope we are.
I know.
I think we're live
too.
Last I checked, you know.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think so too. I don't even know where I am.
It's your show, kid. You tell me.
I don't even know where I am. I'm not even on anything, dude.
We're not on this planet no more, kid.
I'm not even on anything.
Insert random Northeastern accent here, okay? New York, Boston, we don't care.
We don't care.
Oh, my God. We don't care.
We don't care.
I can say go out on the air, right? That's not a swear, right? Well, no, that's clean.
Did you know that Jeepers Creepers is minced oath for Jesus Christ?
I do now.
There you go.
Makes sense. So Jeepers, holy creepers. I don't know.
Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers? Mind your business.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, we're full of energy, hyperactive children, like the Dead Kennedy song, Hyperactive Child. But today is the new moon.
Ooh.
Yes, and what we're going to do is we're going to do some live guided meditation.
Ooh. And she doesn't mean Twilight, just so we're clear. The actual new moon.
We're going to throw in some manifestations, like intentions for what is it we want to manifest during this new moon. Ooh. And guess what I'm doing? We're giving Willie a reading, a live medium reading.
And for those of you who don't know what she means, she doesn't mean books. Actual reading, my energy, all right? Not your tests.
On the contrary, it's not just reading energy, it's actual spirit communication.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh is right.
I just want to make sure the students understood it wasn't another test assignment.
I love this. This is great. Let's get some tunes going. So, Willard, can I call you Willard?
There's no rats around me, but I suppose you can try.
Sorry.
That's all right.
No, not sorry.
I'm used to it.
You're so used to it.
I really am. 9 years of this. I love it. That's right, kids. We've known each other for 9 years.
9 years, guys.
Oh, my God. Back and forth we go. I love it. All right. Ooh.
That's spooky. You just hear like traffic outside.
That's not the reading, right? That's just a car.
It's just a car.
Oh my God, it's a car. Okay.
Jeepers
Creepers. It's just a car.
Don't forget to drop your eyes, okay?
Oh my God. Put your eyes where they don't belong. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Dear. That's a good idea.
Oh my God, that's a good idea.
I want this playlist to be magical, but I want a playlist, you know, you take part in, because I'm always playing music. What do you want to hear?
I almost said Aaron Carter, but that's not true.
Let's do it. Aaron's party.
Aaron
Carter.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
I think by accident I saw him at a concert when I was younger, or maybe not. I don't know.
Most people don't go to see him on purpose back in the day, so I can see that.
Oh wow. His spirit's probably gonna start talking to me.
Possibly.
Let's
see.
Let's do this.
Something that everyone can enjoy, not just me, because I know.
Exactly.
I know. I listen to a lot of songs that people don't always hear, but maybe some Stevie.
Stevie who?
Wonder.
Yeah. Oh my
it's
God.
It's a little cliche, but you know who doesn't like Stevie Wonder?
Ugh. What song? There's so many.
I know.
There's so many good ones. I love Steve. Songs in the Key of Life. That's one of my favorite
albums. That's
actually
the only one I really, really know. There's songs from there that people don't know as well. Like Another Star, I think applies to your mediumhood a bit.
You want to hear that?
But it's a bit longer, so I would say maybe.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Wait, how long is it?
Depends on the version you find online. We'll just say that.
I have to pull it up from my
playlist.
Playlist, because I have a lot of Stevie Wonder.
Okay, I don't know how this works, so I'm just going along. But as always, isn't she lovely? If we can all.
Isn't she lovely?
For those happy romantics out there.
Isn't she wonderful?
And someone who's trying to bracket the Thanksgiving table a little bit. Isn't she lovely? Lonely hearted people.
We can play. I have Another Star, but you know what? We can cut it. We don't have to play the whole thing.
That's totally fair. Yeah, you see what I mean? It is a little longer, right? Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, why not?
Judging by your face, I'd say it's a little longer than expected, but I hear you.
So we don't tell about our facial expressions because they can't see. So what they don't know won't hurt them.
Guys, I have three heads, all right? You don't know this. That's where all this energy comes from.
Exactly. This is such a good song.
We're all sharing
actually,
a neck.
Though.
You can't tell.
It's such a good song. So you're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We will be back with some paranormal supernatural magic.
Ciao.
Oh,
What a great song.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for picking that. That was perfect.
I love it.
You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you are now just joining us, we are 15 minutes in, and that means the rest of the show we have some magical, supernatural, paranormal fun. And we have with us Willie.
It's supernatural. Yes.
Oh, okay. I liked how you sung that. Are you also a performer singer?
At karaoke, I can be.
I've seen you at karaoke. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it there. It's lots of good
songs. Is that Boston accent authentic?
I mean, I'm born and raised in Boston, but the imitation is a little exaggerated. Sometimes it does slip out. Actually, like, I'll be like, oh my god, like, it'll actually come
yeah
out.
I know it happens. That same thing, it's like, it's like on and off, and it's like
when you're surrounded by townies, kid, you turn into one of them. Oh my god,
it comes out when I'm on the radio all the time. I don't mean to. I really don't.
Sham wow, you'll be saying wow every time, you know, just
just feels good. I don't have to hide who I am.
It's a good release of city life.
Anyways, let's get to our guided meditation because it is the new moon. And so I want to make sure we are, you know, getting everything in. I mean, time freaking flies when it's an hour, and it's like before you know it.
Oh yeah,
I'm telling you, time flies when you're having fun, and I'm having a ball every time I'm here.
I'm having a blast myself, kid.
I like that. I like to hear that. I like to know that. I want you to have a ball here. That is my intention.
Oh.
Okay. Ball. Balls.
I'll have a burger afterwards.
Balls. I want you to have a balls. Okay.
I'll have a burger afterwards. It's great. I love it.
Good. Eat it.
Or something. I don't know.
Okay. Now, guidey. I started calling the guided meditations a guidey.
Oh my god, a guidey guy. Yeah.
Isn't it cute? Like it's time for a guidey.
Can you imagine the military saying that? We got our guideys ready. You want to surrender now?
Surrender. All right. So everyone listening in, we're doing our brief meditation before we get into the reading. Mm. Okay. I'm going to take some nice deep inhale and exhales. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. So right now, in this moment, we are coming in with the intention to open up. And to uplift our vibrations here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds and to open up to beautiful spirit. We're getting nice and ready to do a reading for Willie and to invite all of his loved ones to come in and to invite your loved ones to come in, all of you who are listening. So put your feet all the way down to the ground and imagine roots coming from them all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. And tying tight. You are safe. And you are belonging. We can feel our vibrations rising high as we are in this moment knowing that all is well. And we are surrounded by the love of God, surrounded by the love of spirit, and surrounded by the universe that takes care of us, always takes care of us. We are the magic of the day. We are what makes this world go round. We are so powerful. And as we come into this moment, we remember this power. And as we remember this power, we give grateful thanks. We summon all the gratitude in our heart. All the things that we have that make us rich, that make us wealthy and overflowing in the abundance. For when we are grateful, we are rich. We are billionaires. You are already a billionaire. All the riches and the wealth. Everything you need is right here. All the money, all the food, all the plentitude, all the water, all the clean water, all the things you need, shelter, love, everything that you need to live a wonderful, relaxing, comfortable life. here on this planet Earth. It is here for you. And we know the evidence it is here for us because every single day we wake up and we are alive, vibrating with life, in perfect health. Even if your health is not 100, if you are alive, you have your health in some shape or form, and we can give gratitude for that. We can give gratitude in all areas right now. And we give gratitude for a beautiful, loving spirit that comes to our guide and comes to our aid right now to love us unconditionally. They come in to send us messages. They come in to send us love. And they come in to help us further along our path and further along our way. We are the most beautiful infinite spirit. They love us so much. As we open up, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And you can see a loved one coming in right now as they're smiling, waving to you, greeting you and saying thank you and welcome. Welcome home. Welcome home. Because all of our loved ones are waiting. They are waiting here so patiently. Knowing that you will contact them when it is time and ready, and we have contacted them. And open up your heart so they can give us guidance into our soul's evolution. Take a nice few deep breaths in. Exhale. And when you're ready, we can come back, open up your eyes, and give a nice big smile. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Let us be open right now to know exactly the beautiful guidance. Let us feel love today and let it flow. Amen. How are you feeling?
Oh, wow. Just definitely a different energy. It's nice. I just feel nice. A little calmer.
Yeah, I see the difference. And we can definitely see the difference with us. We definitely took it down a notch.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect, baby.
Yes. Absolutely. So, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
I do live.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, happiness is finding a pencil, pizza with sausage, and telling the time. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic.
No. Charlie Brown.
Oh. The movie or the show?
It was a play.
Oh.
Never. It was a play my elementary school did. Maybe it was just bootleg.
A little bit. Like finding a pencil. Yeah. It's definitely not part of the lyrics I heard anyway.
Happiness is finding a pencil, pizza with sausage, and telling the time.
It just reminds me. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of the Our Father prayer I heard in middle school.
Our Father prayer.
Our Father who art in Fenway, baseball be thy game. Thy kingdom come, thy World Series won, on earth as it is at Mickey D's. Give us this day our daily Pedro Martinez, and forgive us our losses as we forgive those who drop the ball, and lead us not to defeat, but deliver us from the curse.
And that is Willie for you.
And that is why the Red Sox won the following game.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. We have to do a PSA. So before we get into that, let's take a magical PSA for the new moon.
Not Twilight.
I don't understand this Twilight reference, but okay.
There was a thing called New Moon that people were obsessed with Twilight when I was in high school, so I always feel the need to stop it.
Oh, I see. I get it.
It must be destroyed at the root.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay, here's a fun one. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts, Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
So, opaque is a good thing to have.
Yes.
I like how you said opaque. I'm like, you put your name in there.
You know what?
Your powers.
When we're done with the show, you're going to be so sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
It's about okay. Pizza.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And we are Levinsky.
Levinsky?
I meant to say live, but I turned it into something Russian. I don't know.
That.
Okay, so we're gonna. This is a demonstration of a live reading, everyone. Hi, Facebook world, and happy Thanksgiving. We're here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and this is my guest, Willie.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Willie. Hi. Konnichiwa.
Domo.
Okay. So, right now, we're going to do a... We're doing a live reading. Sorry, there's a lot of comedy around here, you know. A spirit wouldn't want it any other way.
Oh, okay.
they really wouldn't.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. If you could just maybe move that to the side a little while you talk. Yeah, so we could see your lovely face. So the so Facebook sphere can see everything.
I did get
everything.
A haircut recently, kid.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We love it. We love it.
Ladies, if you like what you see.
You should have added a scally cap to that.
No, it's not 94.
But it's always, that's always if you're in Boston.
This is kind of true.
So, yeah, I'm right. Okay. Anyway.
Except for the prices. That's not 90s at all.
So, yeah. Okay, so here we go. So we're just having so much fun, so.
Well, Bobby, we're just getting started.
Okay, let me take it down. All right. So you know how this works. I'm going to bring in, and I'm going to describe the person first, but I'm going to ask if you recognize them after I'm done describing, and then if not, do not get discouraged because it is about the message.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. I couldn't tell your reaction.
I was like, okay. No, I'm just taking it in.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, you know how it works.
I left my poker face at the house. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Whew. Okay, so anybody who wants to come in for Willie. Anyone who wants to come in. Anybody. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, there's so much music.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like there's two people right now, there's a woman and a male.
Uh-huh.
I'll go with the woman first, but she just comes in. Oh my God. I just hear bump, ba dum, bump. Oh, when the saints go marching in, I hear that Louisiana music. I hear the jazz. I mean, it's like the oh my God. And then it feels like a mixture of the island. Caribbean maybe, but I'm seeing spices. I'm seeing the food. Ooh, Cajun. Ooh, I'm feeling, it feels so good. It's like I'm there. But the excitement, but the music is just bumping. This woman just comes forward. As I see her, it's possible a grandmother or great-grandmother vibration. I do see, like your complexion. I am seeing someone thin, like she does look thinner, and I'm seeing her I'm seeing brown hair, kind of like it would have been as she got older. I would have seen it shorter but curly, but maybe maybe up. Let me see. As she's coming, she's wearing a dress, and I'm seeing her. So as I would see her, I'm feeling like a sundress. So I'm seeing the way she would have worn her outfits. It was classy, casual, but at the same time, it was in the middle. So she liked to be presentable, but at the same time, she liked to feel like loose and comfortable and have fun. So And I'm not saying she was having fun, like, all, like, it was like a party 24/7. But what I'm saying is I'm feeling internally how this woman was. And she's showing me, like, her personality. She's bringing it out. And she's showing me, like, her world. And she's showing me her energy. And so as I'm seeing her, hold on. I'm seeing seafood. I'm seeing crabs. For some reason, I'm seeing the water. I'm seeing boats, and I'm seeing a lot of the. For some reason though, there's a significance with like crawfish and crabs and all of that seafood. For some reason, there's something significant she's trying to show me about this. I don't know why I see the Chiquita banana, but I'm seeing that symbol, the Chiquita banana. For some reason, I'm seeing that like that logo. I do see records. I do. She is showing me records. I do see if she does look. Sometimes I'm seeing a head wrap, and then sometimes I'm seeing the jewelry, and then it looks very. It looks very like. I'm trying to describe it the best way because I'm not exactly sure what it is exactly, but it's like that mixture. Is that Creole or something something along those lines? So forgive me if this is coming out incorrect, but this is that energy. Okay, let's see what else she's coming here. There's a lot. And I am seeing a strong faith. I'm seeing a lot of God. I'm seeing a lot of godly talk, and I'm seeing a lot of God energy around. Okay, so is this person familiar? Because you're making a lot of oohs and ahs and gestures.
I'm trying to think. There's a couple people I know.
Okay.
But I'm not even sure if she's passed away, so I don't know if it's her.
Okay.
At first I thought Louisiana, but then you said my complexion, and you said godly faith, but frankly that's half of Louisiana. Does she speak Haitian at all? Or Creole, or did she?
I said. Creole. Did I say? Did I say Creole?
You did say, but like language wise, did she know any actual like Haitian Creole?
Is that what they? I don't. That's the thing. In that's Haiti, why I don't know. In Haiti. Yeah. So that's.
Is it? Wow, I'm not even sure if she's
okay. So this could be a couple people.
Said, it could. I was gonna ask. You said older, right?
Like a grandmother faith. Or great grandmother vibration.
Because when you said grandmother at first, I thought my great aunt, but then you said my complexion. My great aunt was far darker than me. Is it
darker? How much more darker?
Oh no, she was like black from what I remember.
I mean, you're pretty dark. Like
no, she was like
okay. Besides the small details Louisiana. of the skin tone, is everything else matching your grandmother?
Or she's it would be my great aunt.
Okay.
But she was very devout. Yeah. Sorry. She was very devout and very much loving to have people over. Like to go to church a lot.
Okay. So this is your great aunt.
Nanny.
Okay. So great aunt, so not great. Okay.
Well, we call our great aunties in Louisiana nanny. So is this nanny is this Nanny Gert? Gertrude Syracuse?
This is I'm asking you because you know her. This is I'm describing her.
I'm trying to.
It's a, okay.
You said she'd like to make a stew, right? A pot.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like her. Did she? It has been years since I've seen her. Maybe she wasn't as dark as I thought she was. But no, she. What's her message?
Okay, but let's just.
I think it's her.
So you
this is Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
That's
so she's right. Okay. So this is her. She's from Louisiana.
It could also be one of my dad's sisters because they were also in that complexion you described.
Okay, so move away from the complexion thing. Everything else that I said, did that match her?
Yeah.
Then this is her. Okay. because you know that could be because for me I'm seeing you. I mean. You're not super, super dark, but to me, you're dark, but maybe you're not as dark to other people.
That's probably fair.
So it could be so that's why. Okay. So, okay. This is great.
You mentioned, you mentioned a man as well? A male figure as well?
Possibly. Yes. Why is there?
No, I was just curious, like, how does he give off?
Well, okay, first let's go with the message because she came in more prominent.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm not used to this.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just come. Yeah, that's how I know a lot of people aren't used to Sometimes it's just like when you're doing this for the first time on the air. But I mean, I know you've gotten medium readings before, but like on the, it is, I guess, a different.
It has been a while too.
It's very potent when you're on radio because it comes in very, very, very strong.
The waves, right?
Yeah. Yes, you got it. You got it. Okay, let's go with the. Why don't we go with the message? So this. What is her? What did you say her name was?
Nanny.
Nanny
Gert. Well, real name is Gertrude.
This
but
is
Nanny
so
Gert.
Awesome.
Nanny Gert is what they call it. We call
this is awesome.
I just called her Nanny for years because I'm from Boston and we don't have nannies.
Thank you, Nanny Gert, for coming in.
I had a feeling she might actually want to today. There was like a feeling like my first thought was probably her.
This is so awesome. I can feel that. But I love her, by the way.
Is she nice?
Oh my God. I wish she.
She's really, she is sweet. She's probably telling you to get you to church, though.
Probably.
Yeah. How you doing, Nanny? I'll try not to do your accent too much in your presence. Of course.
Nice. That's fun. Okay, let's see. Let's go. Ooh. Stuff. Okay, that's fine. Let's go right to the message. What a beautiful gift right before Thanksgiving. Amen. And you're right here, so we can always tap in and turn on. So her energy, goodness. It's like I wish I was doing Thanksgiving with her.
Oh, her Thanksgivings were amazing.
Oh my God. See, I'm channeling it. It's like I can feel it.
Quick aside before the message, when my mom and my dad first got together, she stuffed them with all kinds of meats, and to the point where my mom and dad tried to sneak out to go get a salad, and she's like, "Y'all hungry?" And she gave them more food.
Oh my God.
Ask her if that made her laugh at all. I feel like it did.
Oh, she is laughing so hard.
Why did you give them so much meat? She's French. She needs like a lettuce leaf at some point.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's like, "Y'all hungry?" And she got them more like steak and turkey, I think, or something.
That is so. Yeah, I saw the cooking, just the spices.
Oh, she loved to cook.
All of that.
The best steak I ever had, she made when I was 14. I still remember to this day. I can still taste it. Mm. Had the right amount of Creole seasoning and everything.
That's amazing. Nice. Okay.
What's up, Nanny?
Okay, so let's go into the message right now. Nanny?
Nanny Gert.
Yeah. Nanny Gert. Okay, so immediately that energy of food and giving and nurturing, she wants to bring that to you this holiday.
Oh.
She wants to, this is why this all happened. And she's thanking you so much for opening your heart to be here, to be on the radio show, to share this with the audience. Because, and I just wanted to add in too that when people, you know, make themselves vulnerable to be able to get a reading live on the radio, you help so many people because people can tune in and see for themselves, do I want to get a reading? Is this for me? Or, you know, they can just see and they can feel the connection and the and they can be able to tune into their curiosity and understand more, and to see other people doing it. It's amazing. So thank you so much. And she really applauds you for doing this because she's saying by you putting yourself out there like this to receive the guidance and the help, you're sure to get it. They're saying it's here for you. You're gonna. She's saying these issues that are coming in that you've been going through. They're all gonna be cleared because you have to understand. The more you attempt to help yourself, the more other people are gonna come in to help you. The more you start taking care of Willie, the more. The universe and spirit is just going to provide people out of nowhere to just, everything's going to be provided for you. This fear of scarcity and this fear of not having enough, she wants you to just put that, she doesn't want that anywhere in your mind during this holiday, because this holiday, Thanksgiving, look what it's about. It is about giving thanks, but it's about looking at what we have, the abundance. Look at all the food and all the offerings that are given, and what the offerings mean. The offerings mean prosperity, and that means that that's coming your way, and that means that is supposed to be in your timeline. She wants you to stop. She wants you to stop worrying about all this money problems and all of this the financial things that are coming in, because they really. All it is energy. You can convert energy into money anytime. So when your energy, when you're doing good and you're feeling good and you have a positive attitude, that's when the money starts attracting. That's when the abundance. Because sometimes you're looking at it at a linear way where it's like, I need to receive this in a certain amount of payment. I need to see it in cash. I need to see it in a statement. Instead, you're not seeing it. Somebody could just come along and give you something, or you can win something, or, you know, you or that some kind of settlement you were waiting for, all of a sudden it appears. Like, they're wanting you to understand that it doesn't need to be just one way in receiving the gift of abundance. It's all ways in all areas to receive. And when we let go and we say, I'm going to be taken care of, this is something like the birds. And all the animals, they don't live every day and say, how am I going to eat today? They live every day and they figure it out. They figure out how they're going to eat, and then they just go on the next day and they live again, and then they find food somehow. And so that's the kind of that's the mindset she wants you to start having, is that when we are not present, we miss out on life. And she doesn't want you to be so worried, like missing out on your life because you have to worry about finances and things like this and that. And she wants you to already be in the mindset of, it's coming. It's here. I have it. And okay, I'm hearing she wants you to start working on specific affirmations, hanging them up around your place.
I started doing that, actually.
You did? Okay.
Around a candle. I did a while ago. I haven't done it since, but I put a few of them.
Do you have them up right now?
They're not up.
That's what she said. Oh my God! That's what she's saying. She's saying put them up. Put them up bold.
Like on the house. Like around.
Yes. Everywhere around. That has to do with you. Not with you being abundant and being prosperous and having.
So I will say, because also I hope she enjoyed me hosting our family recently. I did go to someone dragged me to a sermon recently by accident, and the theme was abundance. That was not this Sunday, but the Sunday before. I'm not kidding.
I'm not saying you're kidding. Oh, no, of course.
And that same day was when that crazy problem I talked about once or twice suddenly sprang up that night, and I freaked out, but I tried to keep a positive attitude, is what I was going to say. And this week, I finally had lunch with a friend. I was offering to cover her because it was a late birthday present. She insisted on buying the entire lunch. She was like, no, you need to have gratitude as well. I know you want me to have gratitude. You can have it too.
Okay. So this has come up prior she's saying. Okay.
Yeah. Well, but the way she's saying it now, I'm just like, I didn't realize specifically for the holiday she wants me to. Wow. Can I do have a quick question.
Wait. Yeah. So let me just go with the message
Yes.
No, it's okay. So yeah, just because she wants to get out whatever she wants to, and then you can ask the question. So let me just get the messages out. Let's see what else she's saying.
So affirmations.
In. Yes, the affirmations. Oh, it's a good sign. God, hold on. I'm just putting that in.
She's
no
very,
dead air.
She's
That's
very
why. I know. I forgot. Like when I'm doing readings, I'm like, yeah, no dead air. There we go. Oh, put that meditation. Yeah. Okay. So while she's giving me messages, you can have some nice meditations. Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing something about a volunteer and nonprofit, and something that you wanted to. Partaken that had to do with I'm seeing volunteering because I'm seeing it's interesting. They're showing a vision of you. There's a Christmas tree there, but you're talking to people and you are explaining something to them about something you've created, but it looks like volunteer work. I'm seeing. Yeah. This looks. What is this? Because this is something she's talking about that's important to you, and that she wants you to keep doing this. Some kind of volunteer work. What is this?
Okay. Not that long ago, I did start something called the Foundation of Spiritual Healing, and that relates to veterans.
Oh.
What I wanted to do, and I guess I have kind of sidelined it, was find a way to reintegrate veterans, especially just veterans, into society especially the ones with war trauma, or even the ones who just served and now they're getting the short end of the stick as soon as they get home.
Okay.
I wanted to, and it kind of just fell apart because teammates and just COVID and a few other things. But yeah, and I have sidelined it, and I am kind of sad about that because one of the reasons I wanted to do it is to reduce the incidents you hear about where when veterans come home, something bad happens because they're used to the war zone, or they're shell shocked, or even just, you know, they're nuts from the efforts. And the way we treat a lot of people in society treat them is wrong. And I wanted to reintegrate them past that, you know, sort of create a normalcy, a balance with my effort so that you would hear less stories. And when they return to the workforce, those guys lead by example. And then the people working underneath them keep going and everyone's good. She really wants me to continue that.
That's such, it's just, it's so genuine.
Yeah, it is.
And we know the Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds, we love our veterans. What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, we started something, but
So don't, you know, what she's saying about it is this isn't like for you to pressure you to be like, you need to start it up again right now. She's saying that it's worthy to be able to continue. I know there's been a lot of problems that you had trying to start it or continue or whatever it is, but you see, we're all here to make a difference. And if that's something that is calling in your soul, there's your soul's purpose. That's part of your soul's purpose. And if that's something that brings you joy and it brings you happiness and it makes you fulfilled, go after it, because what a wonderful cause that is.
Yeah.
Oh, how beautiful.
Thank you. I guess I can always try again. I can always try again. I would just need to know where to start. But I haven't totally given up on it. I will pick it up again. I just need time. I really do. Thank you.
Bless you. Okay. Oh. Look at how much emotion just came across you as she brought this up. There must be this must be important message, because it seems very important to you, and this is why this came up again.
I just know it would really benefit society in a real way, because so many people are sent to war and whatnot, right? I'm not getting into that, but they come back, you know, no surprise, they're wounded spiritually too, and because of that they get the jobs, they're on top, and they're leading with that damaged energy. What I wanted to do was, you know, knowing that these people who are either fighting homelessness or getting picked for jobs that lead to a complex would find that balance, not just their homes, not just their services, but also come into the work sites, you know, pretty much presumably leading, and lead by example, not by damage, not by harm. Lead by goodness. You know, that's why. And that trickles down to the things that protect us, like medical and police officer work and firefighters. You want people who are made whole doing those jobs, not people going in jaded and messing up on the job because they still think they're in like a war zone somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you were led to this by an intuitive place, and I think it's a wonderful cause. So God bless you with that.
Thank you.
Let's see if there's one more thing. And before you ask your question, she wants to bring in.
No, please.
There is healing coming in for you. There will be a wave of healing. Right now, you are going through, it's been rocky, it's been tough. In the holidays, and you know, as winter comes in, it is very hard for a lot of people. You know, holidays can be very, very stressful. And so I want you to know that positivity is, and you always, always keeping your head up and being able to look within yourself and see the higher self, Willie, the Willie that you want to be, and have that as a vision, you're going to get there faster. And she wants you to keep away from distractions. because that's where the healing can come in on, you know, faster for you. Where the healing can come in faster, the vision can manifest faster. The distract, there's some, you've helped yourself with some distractions, she's saying.
Yeah.
But she's saying that she doesn't want you to get off track right now. You actually are on a good, you're on a good route. You are on a good path right now. You're doing what you need to do right now. And she wants you to keep staying there. But she's saying, so if you keep kind of getting swayed in by distractions, meandering, you could get into a not so great place. So what she wants you to do is, she really hopes she's inspiring you to know that you are on a good, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. That's why it was important for her to say this, because she knows how much you can get distracted. But you pulled yourself. You did that. And she needs you to understand and see your strength and see how strong you are. You did that. You, and so you have the power to change anything you want in your life. So I leave you with the love and blessings from
Nanny Gert.
Nanny. Sorry. I was sorry. Like, I know it was Nanny. I just didn't want to say
Nanny Gert.
Nanny Gert. And so we're almost out of time. So we only have about like 5 more minutes. Do you want to ask your question real quick?
Yeah. You know, how are things going? Is the family gonna be okay? She's part of my dad's family. Are they gonna?
She's saying, don't you worry about that. That is okay. Not for you to worry. Okay. She's saying, as long as you take care of yourself, that's how you help your family.
Oh.
The more we take care of our individual self and our individual growth,
yeah,
we help everyone around us because we lead by example, just as you were saying.
Right.
That's
perfect. That's perfect. I did want to know who that other figure was, if there's time to know.
So, yeah, we probably won't. We won't have time to go into another reading. That's but okay. That's, you know, I'm so grateful, and thank you so much for being able to be a part of showing our audience and everybody listening a demonstration of what a live reading is here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And you know, it's so much fun. It's full of love. Spirit loves us so much, loves us unconditionally. And you know, this is what she wants to bring you for the holidays.
Can I ask her quickly, did I do okay with the family visiting? Did I do a good job with that? I felt like it was tough at times.
The family visiting?
My cousin Danielle came to visit.
She's saying you do your best, and that's exactly what you need to do. Don't beat yourself up too much. You did exactly what you've needed to do.
Oh, okay.
She's saying you're too hard on yourself. Cut that out.
That sounds like her a little bit.
She's saying she loves you and she's gonna be helping you.
Oh, I love you too, Nanny.
Yes, during this time, during the process of whatever it is that you're going through, she's gonna be here helping you.
Thank you,
giving you, she's gonna be that cheerleader, giving you joy, giving you fun and excitement, and giving you childlike youth.
I always felt at peace whenever I was at her house. I was always calm and relaxed.
Oh,
I never wanted to leave.
There you go. And this is her offering. So I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. Thank you to listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here. This is every from 2 to 3 p.m. This is what we do here. Not only do I get a playlist of spirit coming in to my dreams and playing the music live on the air, we do live medium readings as well. So it is a total blast.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
So on this new moon, we're just about done and wrapping up. If you are just tuning in,
cough cough, not Twilight.
Cough cough, not Twilight. If you are just tuning in, please. Here we go. This is the Paranormal. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and we are signing off. Thank you so much, Willie.
Thank you, Mariah, for having me, kid. Oh my God.
Wait, what is that? Thank you for coming on. Please join me next week, 2 to 3 p.m. every Wednesday, and I'll be here tomorrow for 3 hours. Yes, that's right, 3 hours. 8 p.m. from 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
It's a sprint, not a marathon.
It's a sprint, not a marathon. I love it. I love
three
it.
3 hours.
I love everything about it. So thank you so much for for joining us. And so now we will be handing over our next hour to Joyce.
The voicemobile.
Ooh,
I
yes.
like that.
Yes, it's snazzy. I like it.
Holy voicemobile, Batman. I love it.
So here, and just letting you know, please contact me anytime. Find me on, you know, social media, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, Instagram, and whatnot. If you liked what you heard and you want a private reading.
Amen to that.
I know, right? Amen to that. Love care. You. Love you so much. Have a great
Never
Thanksgiving.
Completely
Thanksgiving.
Ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.